Good morning. I'm Brian Moline with the opening commodity market report today. Weather forecast still showing precipitation amounts for Missouri and the eastern Corn Belt that will be more, strictly speaking, than the fields actually need at this time. So fundamentally, some production concerns for new crop corn, and the December futures price is only a penny lower this morning, still maintaining nearly 70 of the cents it has gained since the June 15th low. Meanwhile, while many eyes were focused on Europe, it was China that truly shocked the soybean market Tuesday, could continue to do so in coming weeks. Widespread bearishness in China's stock market hints at fundamental bearishness about global commodity demand. There's considerable uncertainty about when or how much turmoil could still come spilling out of China or what it might do to their demand for imported soybeans. We'll talk about the markets here coming up in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. But first, it's time to see what's happening weather-wise with Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. It looks like we're still dealing with rain, obviously, across the southern parts of the Midwest. Some impressive rains yesterday in the Indianapolis area, really a swath of about 50 miles wide and about 100 miles long. There were 1 to 4 inch rains, and local totals over 6 inches occurred. Flooding was pretty serious in the area. It's just one more incident that we've seen like this take place in recent weeks. Situation is still poor across many areas in the lower Midwest, but there is good news in the forecast. We still have to get through today, though. Today will be mostly a wet day across the heart of the lower Midwest, and we'll see rain from Missouri into parts of Ohio, and some of this will be locally heavy again. Some amounts will run from 0.5 inch to nearly 2 inches, and the precipitation will fall right on top of areas that are still saturated and or in flood from previous rains, so the situation is not going to be any better today. But as we move on out over the next 2 or 3 days, we will see the precipitation gradually winding down across the lower Midwest. A little miniaturized ridge of high pressure will begin building up across parts of the Midwest, and that's likely to translate into warmer temperatures and a lifting northward of the rainfall pattern that we've been stuck in for so long a period of time. So the rains will become more significant in northern parts of the Midwest for a while, although there will still be opportunities for some rain and thunderstorms across parts of Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana as we get into the late weekend and the early part of next week. But there should be a few days of drier bias conditions that occur until that takes place. Now, the temperatures yesterday were quite cool across the region, and they will be that way again today. We expect to see most of the high temperatures across the region confined to the 60s and 70s, certainly well below average for this time of the year. But this isn't something that's going to last for a long period of time. We do expect that ridge of high pressure to begin building up, and as it does, it will bring us some warmer temperatures. In fact, not only will it get warm, but it will be very humid as we get into the latter part of the weekend and into next week. Temperatures will rise into the 80s and some lower 90s by that point in time, and that will likely cause quite a steam bath to evolve across parts of the Midwest, and the heat indices will get very high as well. It'll be a pretty uncomfortable period of time, but the moisture that's going to be fed back into the atmosphere during that period of time will set the stage for additional shower and thunderstorm activity, and that's one of the reasons why I made the comment before about Ohio and Indiana and parts of Michigan getting involved with some showers and thunderstorms as we get towards the end of the weekend and into early next week. Is at that point in time, there'll be some effort made by the atmosphere to bring some cooler air back across some of those areas. With all the warm and steamy conditions that'll be present when that cooler air tries to come along, it will set off some more rainfall. But the heart of the Midwest, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, parts of Kentucky, even southwestern portions of Indiana, will probably go through a several-day period of dry conditions, and that warmer weather will help to accelerate drying across the region. We may finally get rid of some of this excessive moisture that's around and actually induce some better crop development potentials. As we move on out further in time, next week later, we'll likely see the warmer weather continue. There may actually be some 90-degree temperatures reaching into parts of the western Corn Belt near and west of the Missouri River and also across Missouri into parts of southern Illinois and parts of southwestern Indiana and western portions of Kentucky. A lot of this will take place as we get into the second half of the weekend, mainly late Saturday afternoon, and Sunday, Monday, and maybe Tuesday of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for the Marketplace Morning Report on WILL comes from Busey. Since 1868, they've reinvested in our communities one project at a time, from financial guidance and support to energetic volunteers and committed leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And as we come up on 8:55, it's time to see what's happening on the markets this morning. For that, we go to Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you this morning.
Yeah, looks like we got a little bit of green on the board today.
Yeah, we sure do. One of the things that we're looking for right this minute is to see, you know, is this the end of a correction or do we have more to contend with? Looking like September corn up about a penny and three quarters at 424, almost 425. December corn about a dime higher than that at 434, up a penny and a half as well. A nice little bounce, watching the weather for a direction, I think, at this point in time. Keep in mind, we do have the USDA supply-demand reports on Friday. August beans up about 6 or 7, flirting with $10. November beans about a dime behind those at about $9.90. August meal, is up $1.90 at $3.44. It's trimmed. It's gained a little bit in the last 5 or 10 minutes, but nothing major. Looks like the soybean oil market up about 17 ticks at $31.69. September wheat, a little bit defensive, down about 2.5 at 582 and 3 quarters. December wheat also down about 2.5 at 590 and a quarter. Looking at the KC wheat, up about a penny and a quarter at 587.5 basis this up. And September Minneapolis wheat down a fraction at 622 and three quarters. Looking at the hog market, modestly lower, 76.32 in the August, down 2 cents. And cattle a little bit better, 151.50 basis the August, up 42 cents. And feeders a touch higher, up about 60 cents. At 217.72 basis the August. Dollar mildly weaker, down about 45 ticks. And looking at the crude oil market, up about 21 cents, about 52.54, could be marking the end of a correction in the crude oil market. Looking around the world, the weather forecast for us, actually when I was driving in this morning, flipped on our weather forecast, and they said, you know, they increased our chances of precip this afternoon to about 80%. It's not what the doctor ordered. It kind of feels like we're in the bullseye of the problem area because our crops don't seem to be progressing very well, and we've got a lot of flooded out spots. In light of that, we'll be looking for some number changes in the USDA supply-demand report. We do not think that the overall situation is going to be remedied on Friday as far as the numbers are concerned, but it is something that warrants consideration because we have not seen these kind of crop conditions due to excess water in quite some time. Other than that, it looks like the USDA report on Friday, as I say, could see some revisions lower as far as yield expectations are concerned. Agronomically, it looks like we're a bit challenged, so we'll wait and see. As far as price action today, how we finish it up, I think it's going to be a good indication whether we see a three-day correction or a three-week correction. One of the things that we've discussed in our situation is, do we want to come in with some re-ownership? We think, based on what we're seeing right now, that is indeed a strong consideration. So we'll look at that and see if the numbers on Friday will confirm it. Other than that, this is Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that report. Always good to hear from Bill over at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette. We'll take a look at your weather forecast here locally in just a moment.